From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, the 11th day of February, 2014. I'm Philip Grant. The weather is at the top of the news today, as the National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for Wednesday, February the 12th through Friday, February the 14th. A storm system developing in the Gulf States is forecast to track up along the eastern seaboard on Thursday. This storm will likely bring moderate to possibly heavy snow to the region, especially from the capital region south and east. There is still uncertainty in the ultimate track of the storm and its projected snowfall amounts. For today, the National Weather Service is predicting a mostly sunny day with a high near 24 degrees, with wind chill values as low as minus 2 degrees. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around minus 3. We'll run down the long-range forecast in a moment, but first, here's what's in the local news. Melanie Lekasevic is reporting in the Daily Mail that Coxsackie Republicans have nominated incumbent Village Trustee Diane Ringwald and political newcomer Dan Helen for two open seats on the Village Board. Ringwald and Helen do not face any opposition. The Democratic Committee has not put forward any candidate. Village Trustee Damian Johnston has chosen not to run for re-election due to family and professional commitments. Ringwald has served 30 years as a trustee. Ringwald told the paper she contemplated not running again, but in the end opted to run for another two-year term. Helen is a sales manager for an auto dealership, the father of seven, and an active member of St. Mary's Church. He moved to the Village approximately 10 years ago from Long Island. Village elections are Tuesday, March the 18th. That is a story that you will find in the Daily Mail. Rick Carlin is reporting in the Capitol Confidential that under pressure from teachers' unions, parents, and the state legislature, the State Board of Regents agreed to delay until 2022 the full implementation of tests aligned with the new Common Core learning standards. The Regents also agreed to change the evaluation system so it would be almost impossible to fire a teacher whose students turned in poor test scores on standard tests. State Education Commissioner John King Jr. laid out a detailed 19-point plan for altering the implementation of the testing program. The plan will implement a five-year extension to 2022 as the date at which students will have to achieve the new higher scores of 75 on Regents exams in order to meet graduation requirements. The vote on Monday involved Regents P-12 and higher education committees. The full board will vote on the measure on Tuesday, February the 11th. That is a story that you will find in the Capitol Confidential. Finally, Columbia Opportunities Incorporated announced on Monday that the Hudson-based Community Action Agency will once again offer free income tax preparation services for individuals and families with low and moderate income. According to a statement released by Executive Director Tina Sharp, three options are offered this year: the traditional IRS-trained volunteer-aided one-on-one assistance, a service option, and a web-based option that allows individuals to prepare their own returns from any computer with internet access. Columbia Opportunities serves residents of Columbia County with a variety of programs and activities to help solve poverty-related problems. Information is available at columbiaopportunities.org or 518-828-4611. As for the weather, there is a hazardous weather outlook for our area for Wednesday, February the 12th through Friday, February the 14th. For today, the National Weather Service is predicting a mostly sunny day with a high near 24. For Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around minus 3. A long-range forecast on Wednesday, sunny with a high near 25 degrees. Wind chill values could be as low as minus 3. Wednesday night, a chance of snow after 3 a.m., increasing clouds with a low around 13 degrees. On Thursday, snow is likely mainly afternoon. It will be cloudy with a high near 31 degrees. Thursday night, snow, cloudy, and a low around 25. And for Friday, a chance of snow before 8 a.m., partly sunny with a high near 39 degrees. Friday night, a chance of snow, mostly cloudy with a low around 25. Sunrise this morning was at 6:55 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:23 p.m., providing us with 10 hours and 27 minutes of daylight. That's 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Tuesday, the 11th day of February 2014. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.